Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Kudos to Bubba Cunningham for making a big-time scheduling move. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Big time is a hyphenated adjective used a lot around college athletics. Roy Williams will tell you when he thinks he has a big-time team or it's played a big-time game. Unfortunately, big-time Butch Davis made a mockery of the phrase when his football program wound up in big-time trouble with the NCAA. Some believe that Davis's firing aborted any serious attempt at truly being big-time in football here. But then Bubba Cunningham was hired as athletic director, and he tabbed Larry Fedora as his football coach. For two guys who barely stand 6 feet tall, they have big time written all over them, and the ACC is taking notice, UNC going 8-4 out of the blocks with the team on probation. Cunningham is an analytical, thoughtful leader faced with many of the same problems confronting college athletics today. Money is at the top of that list, and it would have kept most ADs from giving up a home game to play South Carolina in Charlotte to open the 2015 season. But that's exactly what Bubba didn't do. The game on September 5th in Bank of America Stadium needs a seller to ensure both schools the same revenue from a home game in Keenan and Williams-Brice Stadium. And pairing the two Carolinas together in a border war game similar to Georgia-Florida, it will be a sellout. This grudge match has lived on since South Carolina was a member of the ACC before bolting in 1971. With the money accounted for, Cunningham will hear some complaints from a few UNC fans who love their home games in Chapel Hill and don't want to fight the big city crowd in Charlotte. Those pale compared to the upside of an event that will ultimately wind up on ESPN or CBS and provide the kind of profile the Tar Heels need right now even more than Steve Spurrier's Gamecocks. This more from the series that began here in 2007, and the return date was moved ahead to either 2014 or 15. The Tar Heels now don't have to go back to Columbia after next season's opener, where it's extremely hard to win, and they will have half the Panther Stadium festooned in light blue. And it's still two seasons away, which means by then Fedora's program should be competitive with any in the country. No matter who wins the rematch, it's a win-win-win for both schools in Charlotte and has a real chance of becoming an annual big-time border war. This is Archansky. See ya.